wake up with eggs, toast, and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Dunham and Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. And tomorrow we'll be back in here for another big presentation. No Grego, though. So it looks like it's you and me tomorrow, little Cobra.
Let's do it, kiddo.
And the crew.
So why Grego's not here now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went skiing. He had to
like right in the middle of the show? I heard him earlier.
He had to catch last run, so he had to leave a little early.
Yeah, oh, you notice my wiener in my pocket? He's going skiing out at Mountain Creek Lake. All right, Big Dick Hunter is in here with us now.
Yeah, I guess you guys, you've surely heard about the Howard Stern Clear Channel suspension.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what got him suspended specifically?
Yes.
I believe it was a phone call, wasn't it?
It wasn't just Rick Solomon being on there.
No, it wasn't. But it was a call that they took during Rick Solomon's interview. The guy who is the ex-boyfriend of Paris Hilton that's putting the videotape on the net. 8:30, we'll have Rick Solomon on. Hopefully he won't get us suspended.
Now, also what got him suspended was right after that he had on two, I think, lesbian sisters that were making out naked.
I didn't hear this part.
Yeah, something like that. No, I mean, it was just typical Stern.
Well, I can't say we got lesbian sisters tonight.
Mugging down naked?
Yeah, but it is...
Tomorrow, right?
It is 7. Make a couple of calls. Yeah, at least tomorrow we'll string that together.
How much money has he made so far, do you know?
Rick Solomon? I don't know. I haven't seen any accurate figures on that, but you can bet I will ask him that question.
That needs to be first question. Oh, by the way, a good P1 sent up since we've been infatuated with Vienna sausages and cans of potted meat and smeat for the last couple of weeks. Some guy sent up 6 tins of Libby or potted meat products.
Mike G, by the way.
Mike G. Mm-hmm. Was he a guest last night?
No, he was actually up this morning taping an interview with me.
Oh, okay.
Air tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So thanks to Mike G for the potted meat.
You're going to be interviewed on your own show?
No, we had a guest that couldn't come on live tomorrow, so we're taping it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get Richard to eat all 6 tins of the smeat product, plus a can of Vienna sausages and another can of chicken Vienna sausages for $200.
Oh, we need a can of pork and beans in there, too. I don't know if your system will take this.
I'm concerned about it. The problem is I can't turn down money. That's a big issue with me. How much? $200?
$200.
Before I will firmly commit to something tomorrow. I will tell you this, right off the top of my head, I am way more concerned about the 2 cans of Vienna sausage than I am the 6 cans of potted meat. I think I can eat the potted meat a lot easier than I can the Vienna sausage. I've never had either one.
What about the pork and beans?
Well, I can handle
that. About that.
That ain't any big deal, is it?
Yeah,
no, yeah, it's a big deal.
What's the pork? Is it shaped like a wiener?
Who knows?
Or is it just chunks?
It is in the
like
Vienna,
Vienna sausage,
though. Yeah, see, having never had either one of these products, I fear the potted meat less than I do the Vienna sausage.
Is the potted meat shaped like in any form, or is it just like ground?
It's real ground up and crumbled. It's like a paste. The Vienna sausages are whole little cocktail wieners.
Right.
And, I mean, they're so small, Rich, you could probably swallow them whole.
By the way, the best part
better fear the pork and beans.
Once you agree to do this, which I think you will, we may even up the ante a little bit if you start wavering too much. We'll get enough money.
Now, does he get to eat this with crackers or bread, or is
it
just with a spoon out of the can?
With a spoon.
Straight out of the can.
With a metal spoon. We're going to tell you what's in it tomorrow, though. We can't do it tonight. We don't have time.
All right.
All right, 2-minute drill right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair Centers. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
"I'm so scared, baby."
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us. By way of response or reply, adhere to these 6 simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill. Go.
I'm so scared, baby. I think Steve Bartman should walk into Harry Carey's tonight, accompanied by a goat. Just before the ball explodes, he should...
Hang on, do we have to wait? Tell us when. Idiots. Guy?
Yeah, we just had somebody say something you can't.
Yeah. Idiot.
I don't want to tell him what happened. I guess I just did, didn't I?
That's okay.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I'm so scared, baby. You know, if Danny joins Grego's ZZ Top cover band, they can be known as Captain Crunchy.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I'm so scared, baby.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I'm so scared, baby. Which is exactly what husbands tell their wives when they see a starving Grego walking to CeCe's Pizza.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I'm so scared, baby. I actually lied to you about everything. I've never left Memphis or Graceland, baby.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I'm so scared, baby, because there ain't nothing but ears, lips, and peckers in that Vienna sausage.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I'm so scared, baby.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
I'm so scared, baby.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the Barbecue Pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. The top 10 comes up next, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We return tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming, and we'll see you.
Hardline. I'm not a moron, Corby, you douche.
The
is The Ticket. KGCK Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK Sherman Denison. KTDK Sanger.